mind. Do we want to say anything about them?
Yeah, for this absolute unit, this one is a pretty underground song. I know
we were digging around, or Corey was digging around.
I was a little digging.
One.
It's some electronic, but they only have this video or this song only has under 1,000 views on SoundCloud. So this is the most. This is pretty underground. So it's pretty good.
Yeah, hopefully you guys haven't heard it before. It'll be a little treat.
Yes, but again, hope you enjoy.
Yeah, please enjoy.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
Oh, we're talking
every time. Hey. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Stella.
And I'm your other co-host, Corey.
And the past two songs you just heard were both by the same band from Montreal, DVTR. And I just recently discovered their EP from 2023, aptly named Bonjour. And I read an article about them earlier, and I was trying to figure out, like, what I would classify this as a genre. I was thinking, oh, like, maybe punk, post-punk. But in their interview, they're like, okay, like, we don't like any kind of labels, like, anything like that. Like, we're just playing what we want to play, and we're having fun doing it. So they just don't even care, really, which I think is kind of, it's kind of cool. And also they... I just read this one part also in the article where they asked everyone in the audience to, like, crouch down when they were, like, you know, going hard on stage. Ooh. And then when everyone's crouched down, they just left. They just walked off. They're like, yeah, okay.
Actually?
Yeah. That's so like, funny. Whatever. So, I don't know. I really like their EP, and I think those are... Yeah. Did I say DVTR and Vasectomia? I don't think so. Those were the two songs that were played. So, yeah. They're really good. Yeah.
So we wanted to do a little update from last week. If you tuned into last week's...
This is our segment, Corey's Dating Life.
Corey is dating, new segment of our open mics now. But yeah. I went on my second date with this, the same boy from last time. And I have some thoughts about it. There might be a pros and cons list that could have been made.
Yeah.
But
we don't have it pulled up in front of us right now or anything ready to read on air.
No, we don't. Mm-mm. But yeah, so we basically, this time we went thrifting and then we had milkshakes and then we... what did we do? Oh, we went to the casino, which is something that was inspired by Stella's previous date.
Yeah.
But there's a few things that I'm kind of finding concerning that I don't know if this is just a me problem or if this is him as a person.
Yeah.
But
let's share with the world.
Here are some of the cons of this boy, so you can make the decision if you would date this person consider. But first of all, he thought that I'm not sure if he was kind of joking. He was a little joking, little not joking. Mm-hmm. But he thought that the thrift shop had a lot of fleas. So, well, I don't know what we think.
Even if it's a joke, not funny. I would not laugh. I'd just straight face. Are you kidding me?
Because the thrift store is a great place to find everything. You can find books. You can find clothing. Yeah. It's at a great price.
Why even mention the fleas when there's so many other great things about the thrift store?
Exactly. And the prices are fair. And sometimes people can only resort to thrifting. So it's, I don't know. I found that a little off.
Mm-hmm.
But he did the stereotypical date things, like open the door, drive, pay for the milkshakes and things. And I think we got along really well for being the second date. And it felt like we were friends for a really long time, which was a good sign.
Okay.
So it felt...
That's a pro.
I feel like that's a big pro. And it
felt friends.
Like, friends. It felt like friends. And we were just kind of joking and teasing a lot, which I thought was fine as well. And then we just decided to go to the casino because...
Of course.
Yeah, we're almost 20, both of us.
Yeah, what else are you going to do on a date? Honestly.
So, and we've never been, so we just wanted to see what gambling was like as a whole. We didn't do any gambling, though.
How did you think the aura was in the casino?
It was the creepiest thing I think I've ever gone into.
It's so strange.
It is eerie. There are we actually had a game where we tried to count how many clocks there were in the casino, and there's about two.
Oh, that's an improvement than what I would have thought.
But there's no windows at all, so it's...
Yeah, you don't know what time of day it is. Like,
it's freaky.
Where you are, even. You're just in a room.
And the slot machines and everything, they're so vibrant, and my eyes hurt so much. But, yeah, and then we went there just a bit to walk around. I think it was just an interesting experience to go to. And actually, Gordon Ramsay opened his restaurant
in the casino?
In the casino. In
wow, that
place.
Little devil.
And that little devil. Uh-huh. We did not have a Gordon Ramsay burger, but just to let you know, he is there in Coquitlam. But
okay. Good. That's kind of... I don't know if that's a good thing to know, but like...
Yeah.
It makes sense. It makes sense with Gordon Ramsay in a casino.
So that was that.
Joining forces.
And then kind of random, but I lost my phone for a little bit, so I panicked a bit there.
Yeah.
But overall, it was not bad. I felt pretty comfortable, which was my... I think my biggest pro.
Fear. Oh, yeah. Pro. Okay, yeah. I was saying, like, fear, like, not feeling comfortable.
Yeah, yeah. But this, I felt really comfortable. Like, I usually don't feel comfortable with boys in general. But
so fair.
I feel very uncomfortable, but he was just really sweet, I think, which is the biggest one.
What were the other cons?
Oh my god.
She has the notes and they're like, they're scrolling.
It's pretty long.
There's some bullet points for sure. The pros is so much shorter.
The pros? Okay. Everyone out there, you can hear some of the pros. So yeah. You can make your decision. So
yeah, I'm listening.
He is a very sweet boy. He's close with his parents.
That's not necessarily a pro.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe for you.
He's a good musician. So we both really like piano, drums. Maybe we could like duet together. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, we could like play your music on here. Bring him in here. A little performance.
He goes to the gym, and so we both like going to the gym together.
Okay.
And yeah, he just seems really sweet, and he's pretty vulnerable. Like it's kind of it's not strange, but it's rare to find a guy who will be vulnerable.
Yeah.
And so I feel like already meeting him, I know he is. So it's something
that's
more of a feminine. Not that.
Okay, wait.
Really is feminine, but. It's nice that guys will are out there that does that. But the cons list is a little longer.
So pros list, he's basically sweet.
Yeah, he's basically sweet. And I don't think I can say too much because I don't know. I don't want to actually say too much.
Yeah, we can't be doing any, what's it called? Like where he could sue us for
defamation.
We're not doing any defamation, right, just solely the facts.
But here are some of the cons, if you'd like to hear.
So egotistical.
He's a little egotistical, but
yeah,
as in not directly. It's like,
but you can
know
sense.
When you have a friend or a family friend or regardless, someone you knew, and they're very straight edge, and they're either in a very vigorous job or a vigorous program.
Yeah, engineering.
Engineering. Computer science. But it's things like that, and I feel like it kind of gets to their head that they're better than everyone. So this is something that I kind of picked up on.
Like a superiority complex.
Yeah, some sort of superiority complex.
That's a pretty big con.
It's a pretty big con. So there's that. And I thought that he was also he seemed a little stubborn to change, which is something that more of when we were at the thrift store and...
change his style.
He would not really like anything else and pick clothing that was out his clothing boundary. I get that you can have a personal style and things, but he wasn't really open to a lot of new clothes. But I feel like that's something that can be worked on. And he wasn't terribly stubborn. I really hope he's not listening to this or any other person.
Yeah, if he's listening to it, it's over. It's over.
But anyway, we'll keep going.
And yeah, we're already into it.
And I think one more.
Needs to be humbled. So I guess that goes hand in hand with egotistical superiority complex.
But the last one, I think. Oh, he didn't tell his friend group about the dates, which I think it's a little strange.
Because why?
I think this might be because. Well, he's friends with my cousin, and my cousin's friend group all knows me, and there's another boy that used to like, his friend actually used to like me, but then I rejected him. So maybe some sort of bro code. I don't know. I don't want to get too much into it, but there's that. And
I don't know if that, I'm coming in with an opposite opinion, but I don't know if that is necessarily like a bad thing, because it's kind of fun. Or it's not fun, but it's nice to have something like
secret.
Something secret, like something where you can like it's more special almost if you don't tell people about it.
I didn't think of it like that.
But it does make me kind of sound like a manipulator. It's like, oh, it's more special if you just don't tell anyone, like keep it under wraps, you know? But it does feel like, okay.
Yeah.
Like nobody knows.
Actually,
and we're just here for each other. But yeah.
Actually, yeah. That wasn't really a con then, I think. It was just something
it's
that
just
was
not a pro.
It was just like interesting. An interesting little tidbit.
Tidbit.
Yeah.
A Timbit.
Not Timbit. Canadian Tim Hortons here, but and the last thing I feel like when he's talking to other people and I'm there or when he's with a friend or something, he really tries to impress the other person sitting there.
That goes in with the ego, though,
and
I think.
Goes in the ego, and he's trying to be confident and funny, but you can tell it's not working.
Oh, God.
It's just,
not confident or not
and
funny.
Not, it's neither, and it's just kind of embarrassing to listen to.
Oh, God.
That was actually probably the biggest one. Okay, that's okay. Enough. Yeah. That's enough. I'm sorry.
Super harsh.
It's okay, but he's a really sweet guy, and this is only two times.
Yeah, this is just an update.
So this is just an update. We'll see in the future. But he was talking about going for a walk, and he made a snowman that he showed me, which I thought was really cute. So good for him.
It's not all cons. So,
it's just a bit.
And also, maybe he was nervous, too. I do need to impress her, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. So
you're not going to act the way you normally would.
Yeah, but that was just the rundown of the date in detail, if you'd like to know.
So. If anyone, because me and Corey were talking, I am very interested, too interested in people, other people's dating lives, I feel. Yeah. Any kind of little, tidbit of information I can get, I'm I'll take off my headphones on the bus and try to listen in, because it's just I know what my friends' dating lives are like, and I know what my dating life is like, but it's what's out there? Yeah, there's others, and
I'm intrigued.
They're all different,
and friend groups and listening to friend drama. Mm-hmm. It's all this
being nosy is just
so nosy. Yeah,
like the best, honestly.
So we're giving you a peek into our
mine
being a little nosy here, but
maybe one day I'll share with you guys something more about me, but I don't know. I'm kind of nervous.
Week.
Yeah, who's we don't know who's listening either to this open mic, so
but
hopefully not that guy. Otherwise, it's not looking good.
Or my parents. Hopefully, my parents are not listening to this either. Sorry, Dad. Sorry, Mom.
Yeah. We haven't said anything too bad.
We haven't said anything. No one knows the start time for this show, so you're in a secret. Yeah. Secret.
More or less.
Except more or less.
The other programmers, maybe.
Oh, true.
Perchance.
Okay, but everyone, keep your mouth shut. Don't tell your parents. But.
Anyway,
I think that is enough for that little update. Mm-hmm. But I think we have enough time for one more song.
One more song. This I picked this song out, and I just recently have been getting into kind of lo-fi jazz Japanese music recently. And this song is really good. It is called Just a One Scene, and it's by this artist named Uami.
Yeah, and the album name is very interesting.
Oh, yeah, the album name is Composition Baby Exercise Book, (5), close bracket. So I wonder what the other ones were like.
Yeah.
And one other thing that I thought was super cool about this artist is that in her Spotify bio, it just says that she, makes all of her music on GarageBand. So, I thought, I like music where it's do-it-yourself, and turns out it's good, unique,
DIY.
Yeah, DIY.
For
sure.
I think, you'll hear that, but this is the last time you'll be hearing us speak today, so.
Unfortunately.
But we'll be here 6 p.m. next Tuesday, so.
Yeah. And the next show, Connor is milling around the studio right now, but we're not completely sure if he's at 7 p.m.? He's at 8 p.m.
8 p.m.
He's at 8 p.m. So please tune into his show. But I know after us, I think at 7 p.m. is Revolution Rock.
Yes. So great show. So keep listening.
Yeah. Please.
Thanks so much.
Enjoy.
さよなら グッバイ探れど探れどよそう雪のことしか言わないあなた私の応募を理解できるはずないわ何百何十何億と浴び